Hi, this is Mary Lou from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Josh Keenum from Canton, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Stephanie from Canton, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm George from Madrid, Spain, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Cliff Johnson from Jersey, and you all are listening to Concert Blast.
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with
Mike Arnold
and Tom Thompson.
Hey, how y'all doing, guys?
Hey, guys.
We're on our way back from Atlanta, Georgia, where we witnessed a phenomenal show last night by Lenny Kravitz and who else, Mike?
Aerosmith.
The Aero Boys, yes.
It's amazing how well performers they still are nowadays.
Hey, before we get into the Aerosmith show, before we went into the arena, we decided... We were putting up our recording equipment, and Tom says, I got an idea. I said, what's your idea? Take it away, Tom.
I said, okay, you know what? We really need to try to find where the backstage area is. And, of course, you know, I thought, well, that's where the media is. So we asked one of the ushers that, you know, where you walk in, give me tickets, and say, hey, we're trying to find the media area. And he said, oh, it's down. Go down the escalator and turn to your left, and it's back around the corner there. Yes. So I'm like, hey, what do we got to lose?
And Tom, you found out later what you almost lost.
We'll tell you that here in a little bit. So we go back around there and go down the escalator, and, of course, you see these at least 12 big old semis, and ran upon these guys that actually helped set up all the equipment and stuff for Phillips Arena. And really great guys, and here's a little bit of conversation with them.
Well, here we are back to the loading dock area. What we're trying to do, see if we can walk in with our gear to go backstage. But I doubt if we can, but we'll see. Tom has faith. Look at all these buses. We see the backstage area where all the buses are and the loading in.
Where's the media?
As we walk around to the back area, there's all the rigs that's carrying the equipment. I see four or five rigs here. And then we have...
Four or five, more like 8 to 12.
8 to 12?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the backstage area of where people get in. A lot of things going on there. Can I speak to y'all for a minute? Can I speak to you? Are y'all with Aerosmith or the Phillips Arena?
We're the stagehand crew. We do most of the setup for the bands and things. If we didn't set up for the guys, things wouldn't go down the way it does.
Here's what it is, okay? Right. For every band, you have a touring crew. Every city you go to, you have a local crew. Between their touring crew, the guys on the buses with all the trucks, and all the local crew, you build, we're the local crew. Crew One Productions, local crew. Between the combination of those two crews, that's how you can do a 24-truck show, all within 24 hours. So 24 trucks in, build the show, do the show with deckhand spot ops, 24 trucks, all packed up gear, all done, gone, on the way to the next city in 24 hours.
And y'all get ready for the next show here.
Yes.
Which is?
Bon Jovi on Tuesday, January 17th.
And y'all going to be working that show as well?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Y'all do some work in there, huh?
Hard day's work. Hard day's job.
Hard days and hard night?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your name?
I'm Charlie.
From?
Atlanta, Georgia.
You're?
I'm Mo from Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm Drew from Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm Mike. This is Tom.
Hey, Mike.
And there's my buddy, Brian.
Hey, Brian. How you guys doing?
I like that, Charlie. I like that explanation. Very nice.
That's good. That's good.
Of course, you know the Stones are coming February 8th.
Y'all work it last time?
Yes, we did. And it's a great show, and we're glad to work it again. Big show.
How many trucks did the Stones have?
Stones had what? 20?
Yes.
Or 18?
20.
Yeah,
and we even did more than 20 trucks at the stadium. And they had the stadium concert.
Yeah, at stadium we had 35 to 36.
With the Stones. All in.
Yeah, but they have two crews. They actually have 70 because they flip-flop cities.
Yeah.
It's such a big production. They have to flip-flop, have a total of two or whatever they're putting up in each city, which means the stage and the sound, lights, video, etc.
So, but it's more than it's more than 24 hours, am I right?
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. On your stadium shows. But we've done Metallica, Dave Matthews, Stones, done at Turner Field. We have done 40, anywhere from 40 to 45 trucks in 26 hours. We have done that. How do you do it? A small army and some good communication and excellent leadership. Safety first, last, always.
And Charlie, you're the general of this army, huh?
No, I'm just Captain Safety.
Captain of Safety.
Or if you want a semi-oxymoron, I'm upper, lower management.
I like that. All right, Charlie.
You can't be replaced or fired ever.
Oh, man. Well,
they won't do as good a job as I will. Or as we will.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, guys, for speaking with us.
Well, I tell you what, man, that was some good information, and we didn't really realize what all went on before the concert. And
how long they have. And
yes.
How many trucks it took and how many buses to deal with.
It's
very interesting.
A lot of work, I know that, but they were a fun group to run into.
Oh, yeah, and that production company handles not only shows in Atlanta, but they handle Chattanooga, Memphis, and our hometown of Nashville.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then as we're waiting, so we go into the door where the media people are, and we're trying to talk to the lady in charge of allowing the people to come in to take pictures of the band and so forth. And her name was Anne Marie, and we waited and waited and waited. And as we were waiting, who walks right by me?
Mr. Kravitz. That's what you call it. Hello, Mr. Kravitz.
We're standing there by the door, and then all of a sudden the door opens, and I saw this guy walk through with this towel thing wrapped around his head
and
scarf around his neck.
Big old fur coat.
Like a hoodie on.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm going,
I called him the Elephant Man.
I said, what in the world? And then I looked, and I saw on the side of his face this gold nose ring. Coming out of his side of his nose, and I'm going, hey, that's Lenny Kravitz. Hello, Mr. Kravitz. Hey,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Keep walking. So
exactly.
It was pretty interesting that we recognized him and he recognized us back.
Exactly.
I don't know if you got to hear that. But anyway, we'll play a little bit of clips of what's going on there. But we'll also play this next part as we're standing there. And spent a lot of time with the night before with Derek St. Holmes and his wife, Stacy. And sure enough, here they come walking through the backstage area with who else?
Brad Whitford. They were nice enough to, like, hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah.
As he kept walking by.
That's only probably kept walking by.
Say,
oh, well,
hey,
it's okay.
And we could tell, he'd say, oh, man, I spent, you know, a few hours with those guys last night, and we hear Brad say, oh, really? Brad, why don't you turn around and come talk to us, buddy?
Yeah, I've been
a
pitcher.
But we still love you, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We understand that, you know, the security aspects of everything. So, hey, no hard feelings, but we really enjoyed the show.
Yes, we did.
So,
yes, we did.
Look, just listen to this little conversation. How are you, sir?
You're from the Gannett?
The Gwinnett?
Jason Braver. You going to take pictures tonight?
I am.
Who you work for?
Gwinnett Daily Post.
All right. Your name is?
Who are you with?
I'm with ConcertBlast.com.
Cool.
Give him a card. Shoot us some good pictures. Send us some good pictures so we can post them.
See what I can do.
Because we can't get that close. Yeah, you and
you're
gonna get the front three songs up front.
Cool.
He's shaking his head. He's not saying yeah, I am. What do you want me to hope for you when you and I go up front there?
I think I'm all right.
You all right?
I think so.
There's got to be something I can do for you.
Very good.
Yeah, don't you need a helper?
That's very good. Thank you for talking to us, Jason. Jason, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Jason. Here we go. We're gonna walk down Media Row, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what's going on now. We might miss part of Lenny Kravitz taking this equipment back if we fail.
Until he starts. It's only like 6:30.
Okay. You sure?
Yep. You saw it on the internet,
I think. 7:45. Well, I mean, you sure about the time? 6:43.
Well, I was asking Charlie, is there anything special that makes Phillips Arena a little bit more of a challenge than other places? He says basically there's an extra, I think, 400 feet more from the dock into the facility. He says we just call that a big push. It says a lot further to get things taken care of.
Hold it. Hold the door.
Look at it.
Oh. How you doing? You coming in?
Huh?
How you doing, sir? I was wondering if we could come back here and just talk to some people.
Yes, sir. You have to go down through the loading dock to get your credentials.
Okay, at the loading dock?
Yes, sir. You have to go out and make a right and go down.
Okay, thank you. Oh, it's this one, isn't it? Thank you, sir. Okay, we got to go down the loading dock.
Now walk and make a right. You'll be right inside. Just go right inside.
Oh, right inside there? And get our credentials.
What'd you tell him?
I said, I just want to know if I could come in and walk around for a while and talk to some people. He says, no, sir. No one's allowed back here without credentials. I said, okay, where did I get those? And he goes,
look at him bossing them.
You go right down the sidewalk. You take a right and go to that door where everybody was going in and get your credentials there. So let's go watch Jason. We have an hour.
What was back there?
That's where they were eating.
Hey, somebody
Keeping
up with the time?
I walked into the catering area. Yeah, it's at quarter till. There's Jason. How you doing, Jason?
All right.
Can I help you? Yeah, we just wanted to know if we could come back here and take some pictures maybe or talk to some people back here.
She's on her way down.
Who's she?
Anne Marie.
Okay. Anne Marie from Phillips. The Phillips Arena's coming down. And we'll see. I like Charlie's stories.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good enough. You've been done for a while.
That's going on, man.
I didn't realize you walked away. I was still talking to him about some stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's going on about some pretty good stuff.
Sure, after the show, though.
You said after the show, and then we get in gear again. Then we tear it down and set up for a hockey game or a basketball game, depending on what's
I bet they stay busy, don't they?
Oh, yeah. He says, yeah. He says, you got to hire much extra muscle. It's just depending on what they got, man. They got a big load of gear, so yeah, we got to hire some.
I would love to see Derek Stanhope walk in.
Come in the media entrance. Probably come in somewhere else.
I don't know what other entrance. What other? Oh, yeah, I guess he could have. Well, we're standing back here in the backstage and media credentials area to see if we're going to be able to get in tonight.
Trying to find out if we got any.
If we got any credentials at all. We'll have to wait and see how all this works out. There's Brandon. Derek St. Holmes! Hey, Stacy! Brad Whitford! Yeah, hey, help us out, Brad! Well, so we're standing back here, and in walks Derek St. Holmes and his wife and several other people. And Brad Whitford's with them as they walk right by us and waved.
Yeah, hey, you guys.
Really nice.
See you later.
But they are nice. I have to say that. Some of the nicest people you can meet.
Absolutely.
There's Brad. Come on, Brad, this way. Hey, it's Lenny. Hello, Mr. Kravitz.
How are you?
There goes Lenny Kravitz. This is fun. I'm glad I got my recorder on. Can't believe what?
They walked right by us.
Well, Lenny, too.
Hey, Lenny. At least Lenny spoke.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Here.
Next thing you know, we heard one of the security guys says, okay, Joe Perry's limo's coming in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, I got to get a picture of that one, you know. So they roll up the big old gate, you know, and here's this huge limo coming through. And I took a picture right there when he's coming through. And then all of a sudden I said, you know what, we'll start veering a little closer. So I started walking closer and closer and closer to the limo. And the doors open, and here comes somebody out. And then next thing you know, there's Joe Perry. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the way. So I kind of raised up my camera and took a picture, and the flash went off. And this big old security guy looked at me, and he goes, boy, you know you're not supposed to take pictures back here. Don't you know that? Who are you with? I said, man, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know. I didn't know, you know. And he just gave me so much grief. I said, Mike, I got to get out of here, man.
No, but you set him straight. You told him who you were with, though.
Of course. I was with Concert Blast, you
and
know.
Then who does he think he is not to let you in?
That's exactly right, man. And he's like, man, yeah, I can take that camera if I want to. And I thought, Mike might not be too happy with that.
And Tom, of course, said, if you think you're big enough.
Right.
I think the guy was big enough.
Yeah, he's a lot bigger than me. I didn't look up at him.
Oh, he's only 6'5". You could have took him, man.
Kicked him in the knee. There you go.
Exactly.
No, honestly, while you were doing that, Tom, I was looking at Mike. I said, Mike, be prepared to walk backwards out this door really fast.
Yep.
I was walking toward the limo, and Brian grabs me, and he goes, look, uh-uh. we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
And he sees that guy coming at you. He says, be prepared.
That's exactly right.
And remember what they did after that, Mike? They were clearing all the media away from that limo.
Everybody. Nobody getting close to it.
Tom.
Yeah.
The guys were actually supposed to be there. They were clearing them out. And then
that's exactly right. Here comes Tom.
But as we were leaving out, we had three individuals come out beside me, and one of the elderly men said, who are you with? And I was telling him about it. I said, are you with the organization? I saw he had a backstage all-access patch on him. He said, well, no, my son, he works for Aerosmith. And so I talked to him, and he was one of the sound men for Aerosmith. And so you'll see that picture on our website.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, with his son. That was
his
nice.
Son. There was three generations there, and he didn't listen to this.
How you doing? How you doing, guy?
Who are you talking to?
I am talking to a little recorder in here for our podcast. What's your name?
For broadcast.
For what? For our podcast, which is an internet show.
What's your job here?
I'm just a guest. My son is involved.
Oh, yeah. Have a good visit, guys.
So you're recording at the same
time? Recording, doing them. What do you do?
How do you sound?
For who?
For Aerosmith, for the whole production. I fly PA.
Say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Camden.
From?
Maryland.
Yes. You from Maryland?
Yeah.
Is he your son?
He's my son, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Three generations here at the Aerosmith concert. Come here. What's his name again?
Camden.
From Maryland. Face the camera. He does the sound for Aerosmith. He's a sound man.
Joe's coming in right now.
They got a big old limousine coming in backstage here. They got the camera and they got the, as Brian says, they got the fuzzy mics up.
Yeah, the fuzzy mics, those are the expensive ones, man.
And I think it looks like it's a stretch. What kind of limo is that?
That's a stretch SUV limo.
And Tom's, he went up there to take pictures, I hope.
He's over there in the corner over there.
Okay, let's take a walk. And so we'll stay back since security's, and it looks like that the Aerosmith guys are actually here. So as we stand around waiting for Anne Marie to come down to see if we can get in to take some pictures tonight.
Yeah.
Talk some people maybe. Yes, sir.
Okay. Way outside.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
So they kicked us out. So the Aerosmith guys can get out of their limousines. They were filming them. They don't want us to take pictures of them as they get out of their limousine. No, they're clearing the area, man. They're clearing the area.
They're securing the area. Guys with badges getting shoved out.
Yeah.
One guy threw a fit with me taking that picture back there, Joe Perry.
Who did?
Throw a fit.
Did he?
Yeah, he almost threw me out. He said, "Who are you with?" I told me who I was with. He said, "Who are you waiting? How are you getting in here?" He says, "Amy." Security says, "Yeah, Amy." He said, "You need to get outside. No pictures allowed back here."
Amy.
He said, "I could take your camera."
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we really probably need to get out of here. He was not happy with me at all.
Did you get a picture of Joe?
Yeah, from his backside. I know.
Well, it's like don't even waste that. You risked my camera for somebody's backside?
Well, I didn't know. Nobody told me I couldn't take pictures backstage.
We're gonna miss if we don't watch it.
Yeah, let's get to our seats, man.
Yeah.
All right. Are we giving up, huh? I was really trying to get Anne Marie to help us out. Hey, did you know we had some good reports? Did we have some good reports?
Yes, we did have some very good reports, man. It's pretty cool.
The bright side of this thing. And I wish Lenny Kravitz would have turned around and looked at us.
No kid.
And I wish Derek would have walked over with Brad and introduced him.
No kid. Well, if I took a picture right back there of Derek and Brad, they would have shot. They would have kept camera.
Yeah, but it came up kind of fast.
I would have said, no, just let me delete it if that's that big a deal.
But see, it was funny about everyone. I guarantee every one of Aerosmith band members are going to arrive separately.
That was a good experience.
Tom almost got arrested.
No kid. Did you not know what I was doing?
I just thought you was going to take a picture. No big deal, you know.
Yeah, that's what I saw Joe get out of the limo, and I went like this.
That guy
came up on me like you can't imagine, man.
Yes. Oh, man, didn't that look great? A grandfather, a father, and a son going to the same show.
It's pretty cool.
I can't wait till my son has a boy. All give right. him a call tonight.
After about nearly an hour of wait time
yep.
before Aerosmith comes out, after Lenny Kravitz disappeared from the stage, lights went down. A video screen curtain came down from the ceiling. Now, to describe the stage, we have ramps to the right, ramps to the left. We have a running track almost, go all the way out, three-fourths down the on each side
yes.
of the floor arena. I mean, if you were on the floor, you had a very good visual of the Aerosmith guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because they ran
oh, yeah.
up and down the runways yeah. on both sides of the arena. And very nice.
Yeah, yeah. You can, just imagine, you guys have all seen these modeling shows, these catwalks. That's what these guys had on both sides of the arena floor. And like Mike said, they came almost all the way to the back of the arena floor, and then they both turned into the inside of the center of the floor. And they could actually run through the bridge in between. So they could actually walk through the whole floor of Phillips Arena. Which is amazing.
That was really good.
And Mike made reference to the huge media screens. He said media curtains, and he was right, but they also had a huge sweeping that basically encompassed the whole width of the floor media screen up above the stage.
You'll see the pictures on the website.
Yeah, I mean, it was
on the website.
Very nice, very clear. I mean, it was good.
Concertblast.com, yeah.
That's right.
It is Concertblast.com, yeah.
Okay, so the lights went down, and you hear this racket.
Oh, yeah.
Then what they start off with, which is a big surprise to us.
Very big surprise. Helter Skelter, man.
Yeah, a Beatles song for the very first song.
Exactly.
I always thought it was kind of wild, though, a band with a 30-year history playing a cover song to start with.
Man. No kid. Now, I think that's a first for us.
Yes. But,
all right.
And then Joey Kramer continued the song on the drums, and then he led into his famous drum start mm-hmm. of this next song. Joe Perry kicked in.
Boy, the crowd went crazy then, didn't they? Oh, man.
They went absolutely nuts on that song, didn't they, Tom?
And so did Steven, man. He just really got fired up then. All right. He was bouncing around there.
Well, we were getting fired up, too.
Yeah, that really got us going.
All right, man. Well, what song are they playing next, Mike?
Oh, another song that we should have put on one of our favorite riffs.
Oh,
because
yeah.
we've had this song. This is their second album, right? Get Your Wings.
Get Your Wings.
Get Your Wings. And same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy. That was nice to hear.
And go to his head and his wife's aggravation. You soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Thomas, I can't quite remember what they play after that, buddy.
After that, they started crying, man. Crying was so good, man.
Oh, I love that. Steven was getting those high notes.
He was,
crying, man.
He
was that one part where you scream.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
He was, man. I couldn't believe how well he screamed in there. It's like, my gosh, don't you want to kind of save your voice a little bit?
Yeah.
Now, this next song, Tom was very pleased to hear.
I tell you what, it was one of those songs that you thought, man, I'll never hear him sing it, you know, and it was so bad. It was just too bad. SOS, baby.
Yeah, that was great.
I was just jumping up and down, singing. Me and Brian were just singing away, and everybody's kind of looking at us like, y'all know that song?
Yeah, there's a lot of people didn't know those.
No, they didn't.
They did not know the older stuff, and,
Yes.
Yeah.
And that came from Get Your Wings, their second album.
The second one, yeah.
Guys do not have Get Your Wings. That's probably, in my opinion, the best studio album.
Toys in the Attic's not too bad.
That's the first one. See, we all three got the first one. Yeah.
You know what? We're all right.
After Too Bad, what do we have coming down the line?
We got Living on the Edge.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's amazing how high that guy can still sing. Something
wrong. It is.
How strong his vocal cords are. What it is.
Something's wrong with our eyes. Seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah! We're living on the edge.
I mean, you can tell he just wails it out and just goes to the next song, man. He just like it's nothing, man.
Which is when Mr. Joe Perry took to the stage and took over for a song from something from his solo project.
And it was called Shaking the Cage, which he grabbed a guitar and did a little bit of fancy slide work for us.
Yes, he did.
Once in a while,
you get a dream to come true. Once in a while,
not too bad of a song, but that night is kind of jumbled up sounding to me. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Well, I mean, it kind of caught us off guard a little bit. I mean, you didn't expect it, and I can understand where, you know, Joe wants to get in there and let everybody know he has his own little career there, too. But, you know, it was okay.
Well, all I can say is I thought the music itself was fine. The vocals kind of got drowned out a little bit.
They really did, yes.
But, I mean, I love Joe Perry. I love his voice. I really do. I mean, some of the old stuff from the old Joe Perry project is great, but I just wasn't expecting Joe Perry's work on Aerosmith's stage when they got so much material of their own.
Nah, I agree with you, man. Next thing you know, you can see Joe over there on the guitar and something in his mouth, and all of a sudden you heard this, you know, slow music.
So it all started off with Tom Hamilton
doing his
picking
bass
up his
lift.
Bass, and he's doing like a little bass solo thing.
Yep.
While Steven is shaking some shakers. As soon as I saw the shakers, I said, I know what's coming next. Especially when Tom Hamilton kept playing
that
the bass.
That's right.
Going, I know what he's going to lead right into.
That's exactly right.
And it sure
right.
was what?
It was sweet emotion, man. It was sweet, wasn't it?
Great.
Oh, it really did. I mean, Joe really nailed it on that guitar, and I mean, it just sounded so cool, man.
But the crowd singing "Sweet,"
yes, now they did definitely know "Sweet Emotion." Yeah, that sounded
Everybody
really good.
Was singing it to the top. Of the
they line. Were. It was rocking.
All right, they went from that song to Beautiful little intro on the multimedia screen. You can see like clouds forming in the background, yes, and everything, like rolling really thunder coming across. And they, if any of you know this song, it's called Seasons of Wither.
Yeah, big old lightning bolt.
Yeah, yes. It's the song kind of fades in and how it plays. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. I think it was like Seasons of Wither at all.
No, not at all.
And then after that, from the movie Armageddon, this is hard to believe, guys, really. I mean, this, as far as I'm aware, was Aerosmith's only number one single ever. And it's Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And yeah, I cannot believe that's their only number one single in their whole history.
And Steven nailed it, didn't he?
Sounds so incredibly good.
If he would have stopped singing, you wouldn't have been able to tell the difference, because everybody's belting that song out.
Yes, you
can
really hear that. I mean, I kind of wish he kind of like, you know, that sing is loud because you can hear all the people out there singing it. But I mean, I tell you what, man, he was excellent on that song.
Oh, it was beautiful. I was looking forward to that song. I heard they still play that song, so that was great.
And then he screamed that one note.
Oh, wow. Yes! I'm like, man,
nailed it.
Man, the crowd went crazy then. But then they probably, right after that song, you know, their next biggest hit that everybody knows, of course, is
Dream On.
Yep.
There's a song you can't help but sing along to, right?
I agree with that. Yeah.
Sing for the year.
Well, it even encourages you to sing with them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, that was great.
And the next song was something even Steven says, I bet you ain't heard this one in a while, or we haven't played this one in a while. What
is that? You don't know this one.
Yeah, and they off Draw the Line, they pulled off Kings and Queens.
Y'all knew it. Y'all were going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I knew that right away. I was just shocked that they played it. Because I can't even remember. Did they play that on Draw the Line Tour?
I don't even think they did. I don't know. They might have. But the next song is one of my favorite Aerosmith songs. And I always said, they should have put this in an encore or something. And, you know, it's been left out of their set list for many years.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's on the new live album. And I'm glad it is. And I'm glad they played it. No More, No,
No More.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Great job from Toys in the Attic. Well, the the next song started off with the hi-hat, with Joey Kramer hitting on the hi-hat. And I actually thought they was going to do a big 10-inch the way he was playing the hi-hat.
Yeah, you thought that, would be the next thing coming out. But I was really surprised.
Well, I wasn't surprised because then again, you know, just the last album had this song on it, which was...
Baby, Please Don't Go, yeah.
Song, yeah.
I mean, like me and Brian were saying, that's Ted Nugent used to do that song, and we were trying to think who
10 years after, Alvin Lee.
Is that what it was?
That's 10 years after.
Been around a long time.
One more song before they went off prior to an encore.
Yeah, well, it
prior.
Said, if I sing Train Kept a Rollin', will you say
All Night Long?
And of course, I'm like, woo!
Yeah, boy.
And they did the full song. It's not like they started into a little...
That's exactly right.
They did it from the very beginning to the very end. And it's a very cool thing because Stephen, of course, at the end did his little splits and his microphone stand flying in the air. And he was doing that close to the front where we were. So we were very happy about it.
Then everybody went and left the stage. The video curtain came down again.
Yeah, it did.
And it just... Like a fiery...
Yeah, it was like an eternal flame going up from the front of the stage.
And I tell you what, it seemed like it was 10 minutes before they came back out, didn't it, guys?
I know, it was a long
time.
Man.
Before,
yeah.
It's like, okay, and the crowd just kept screaming.
Which is when I decided to go down and try to get a better
shot
of some of the guys.
Oh, yeah. And we didn't, Tom and I didn't even notice you running down there.
No.
Till after the show, then we were trying to find you.
Yes, but I got a few good pictures.
Yeah, you'll see some of them. Yeah, absolutely.
That you'll see if you log on to concertblast.com.
That's right.
So they finally came back out, and Steven says, this is a slow bluesy song that we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then they broke in the toys in the attic.
That's right, man. That's definitely one of my favorite songs.
Which is a, you know, almost gospel feel to it. So, yeah, he was right. A nice bluesy tone, a light bluesy tone to it.
Yeah, and the girls started going crazy because Joe Perry and Steven Tyler started, you know, they had the shirts where they were all open up, you know, and show their chest and all that stuff and screaming and hollering.
Well, the next song closed the night out. It was Draw the line.
Draw the line.
Yep.
Boy, I tell you,
Joe Perry went off.
That's exactly right, man. He all of a sudden just took crazy. His threw his guitar on the ground.
No, he ripped off his shirt and started banging away, banging on the guitar with his shirt. I haven't seen him act like that in quite some time, so that was cool, though. That was cool. It really was.
Well, what I liked about Joe is he came out there dressed up like with a big old coat like John Wayne had when he performed.
Yeah, hat.
Yeah. And a cowboy hat, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, boy.
Big old hat.
Yeah.
And then as the night went by, he actually started taking off a little clothes at a time.
Yep, he did.
At a time. And then by the night was over, he had on his pair of pants.
Well,
yeah, because he started out, on the encore, he started out white satiny shirt, black pants, and like a red sash belt.
Yeah.
Like you said, by the end of it, it was basically pants.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing I'd like to say about Aerosmith was Brad Whitford. I'm going to tell you what, man, he really played exceptionally well. I mean, there was a lot of great leads he did, and he absolutely just nailed it, man.
Yeah, Brad Whitford doesn't get the... I guess, the credit he deserves, because he really plays a lot of guitar.
He really does.
Now, he might not be the showman, and he might not be the guy who wants the attention out front, but I tell you what, that guy can play.
Yes, he can.
And super friendly guy.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Perry's obviously the more showy of the two guitarists. Are all excellent, but Brad, man, you just don't get enough credit for what you do. Yeah. I mean, because we were watching and we were listening, and you were hitting some amazing licks up there, man.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't go unnoticed, I tell you that.
That's right, especially from us.
One thing we had to remember, too, though, even though we talked about how good it was, let's also remember what songs they left out.
And there was quite a few.
Yeah.
After we started going back through our minds list.
There's Love in the Elevator.
Ragdoll.
Angel.
Jaded.
Janie's Got a Gun.
The Other Side.
Dude Looks Like a Lady. I mean, they left all those out.
Basically, Permanent Vacation was out of the picture.
But our personal favorites,
which were an old song they used to start out with called Rats in the Cellar.
Mm-hmm. And our other favorite song that they started out with
was Mama Ken.
Mama Ken, yeah.
Then a couple of our personal favorites. Mike and I both remember this one.
Milk Cow Blues, of course.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, Back in the Saddle. But there's several other off of Rocks. Last Child. Sick as a Dog.
But anyway, those are some that, you know, they did not play. And that, especially this top list that we talked about, I would expect to hear. Because they're the latest hits that they have.
Yeah, I mean, nothing against what they did play. But it is an Aerosmith show. They could have left out, in my opinion, Helter Skelter, unfortunately, the opening song, and gone with their own material.
Could have left out Kings and Queens, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, man.
But anyway, overall, it was a good show what they did play.
But guys, I can tell you, Aerosmith, still a wonderful band live. Anybody who is thinking about going to see them, you really need to get out there and get your tickets quick.
Yes.
Because I can tell you, because Tom and I were researching this just a couple weeks ago, and they're selling out every single place they
yes,
play.
Yes, they are.
I mean, everything.
Yes,
and,
they are.
And we can testify to that, because there wasn't hardly a blank seat in the house at the Phillips Arena in Atlanta.
Yes, yes. Actually, they had marked it sold out, but the management company, I guess, decided to release some more seats. Which was a surprise to me, because they probably shouldn't have been sold. I mean,
yeah,
they're way up there and probably above the speaker system.
They're above where the air quality is any good, too.
That's right.
If there's any oxygen or gravity.
No kidding.
But anyway, we thank you for listening to Concert Blast. Don't forget to vote for us on our website, through our website on Podcast Alley. Get on concertblast.com. Click on the vote link on the right-hand side. Click on the Frapper link to tell us where you're from. And just continue to listen to us, subscribe to us. We're on iTunes. We're on concertblast.com, podcast, and all the other podcast directories.
Keep sending us your emails, too, guys. We love seeing emails from you, because we love to know what you're thinking. And if we can do a show better, let us know. If what you like hearing on certain parts you like or whatever, let us know what we're doing right also.
Oh, absolutely. You can write to all three of us just at concertblast.com. Either Mike, Brian, or Tom. On behalf of ConcertBlast.com, this is Brian.
This is Mike.
And this is Tom.
All right, y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you guys. Bye. Goodbye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.